When you think about it, making verbs agree with subjects is both easy and intuitive. The dog runs in the park. The dogs run in the park. You don't have to spend time thinking about whether to change the verb from runs to run when the number of dogs goes from one to more than one. It's easier than that. We simply know that present tense verbs change for some singular subjects. The dog, singular, runs. The dogs, plural, run. The man, singular, walks. The men, plural, walk. A bird, singular, flies. Birds, plural, fly. In fact, when you do stop and think about these, that's when they get a little perplexing. The letter we use to form plurals, S, is the same as the letter we use to conjugate many singular verbs. The dog runs, walks, leaps, barks. That could get confusing for anyone who didn't grow up speaking English. Yet those of us who did never make the mistake of saying, the dog's runs, or the dog run. We get these right on autopilot. So it's interesting how often you see subject-verb agreement errors like this one from a real New York Times blog. Walking, running, weightlifting, and working out on resistance machines is unquestionably effective and safe for most adults. Did you catch the error? Walking, running, weightlifting, and working out is? Should have been walking, running, weightlifting, and working out are. So why did the error occur? Was it because the writer didn't understand subject-verb agreement? Not likely. It's a safe bet that, to a New York Times blogger, the concept of subject-verb agreement is a no-brainer. Instead, agreement errors like this usually occur because a writer penning a long sentence simply forgot whether the subject was singular or plural. There are several ways this can happen. Often it's because something inserted between the subject and the verb created a distraction. Many dogs, especially ones like my friend Joe's crazy schnauzer, runs in circles. Here we inserted the phrase, especially ones like my friend Joe's crazy schnauzer, after the subject dogs. So the singular schnauzer was actually closer to the verb than the real subject, the plural dogs. That can prompt an error if the writer isn't keeping track of the real subject. Another cause of subject-verb agreement problems, rewrites. For example, our New York Times blogger may have started out with the sentence, cardiovascular exercise is effective and safe. But then she or her editor decided to get more specific and say instead, walking, running, weightlifting, and working out on resistance machines. So they created a plural subject, but forgot to change the verb. Another common cause of subject-verb disagreement occurs when writers don't realize a word is plural. This happens a lot with Latin words like data, media, and phenomena. But in fact, the preferred form for all these is usually plural. The data are compelling. The media are covering the event. The phenomena are baffling. Complex subjects like a group of workers or a team of ball players, in which there's both a singular and a plural noun, confuse a lot of people. But they're actually easier than they seem. In most cases, you can decide for yourself which of the two nouns is the subject of the verb. Usually, it's whichever seems more natural. In a group of workers are waiting outside, the emphasis seems to be on the plural workers, so it gets the plural verb are. But in a team of ball players is like a family, the sentence really has more to do with the team as a singular unit. So this one sounds better with the singular verb is. It's usually that simple. In general, the only hard thing about making verbs agree with subjects is just keeping track of the subject. So when in doubt, just take a step back and ask what exactly the subject is. Once you've done that, getting the verb right is usually pretty easy.